Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
There aren't any Jasons 12 and under. That's a dead name.
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
How many kids do you hear, hey, Marky, it might be almost to the point of Ruth.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
You love that name so much, you don't even go by it.
On 100.5 ESPN.
If you call me Mark, I like my name. I like my name a lot.
The ESPN Wisconsin app.
Wilde and Tosh.
And ESPN Madison on YouTube.
It's Wilde and Tosh, isn't it?
This is Wilde and Tosh, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
It is the Monday edition, the post-Father's Day edition. I'm Tauschen it today. I'm on location, but I'm not sure, in accordance with NCAA rules, I'm allowed to disclose my location or what's going on at it edition. And I wanted to get to this thing that we kind of got to on Friday, but we ran into my technical and golf issues. I wanted to get a better idea of what Tausch thinks of it. Edition of Wilde and Tausch on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you need on the all-new, all-redesigned, all-free ESPN Wisconsin app, which you can find in both the Apple and Android app stores. I'm Jace Wilde in Green Bay, which is still true. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. And so is the Packers Hall of Famer. He is Mark Tauscher. Tausch, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. All right, so I can see Green Bay behind you.
I pulled out my pulled out my 1991 UWGB Phoenix shirt too.
A Paul Christ sweatshirt.
Yeah.
You look
crew neck.
You look like Paul Christ a little bit.
He's got a little Christ to
He's
him
got
today.
Christy today. Yeah,
clean shaven. I combed my hair.
Yeah,
come on,
look fine. I think Thanks. Paul Christ, Paul Christ, James Camp, and Jason Wilde. So you're telling me the NCAA, which by the way, some sham. Penalties against Wisconsin's football program a couple weeks ago. They have no power. Like, get out of here. Hey, you've had your turn. You've had your time. What are you worried about with the end? Like, I know you can't get into great detail, but come on. They got no power. It's over for them. No?
Yeah, I don't want to cause any undue issues.
Maybe
for,
it's time we start causing some issues and getting real. Let's get real. Like
stop being polite and start getting real.
The 2025 Green Bay Packers wide receiver room.
Well, yeah. it would appear that the NCAA has some power because it did hand down some penalties.
Hey, why do you
to
have
our
to acknowledge
alma mater?
Why do you even acknowledge it?
My understanding of the attempts with the new legislation as well is that the NCAA did their best to make it something that keeps them relevant.
Yeah, it's over
as well.
No, they're done.
It was also 2 years ago.
Yeah, it's over. Nobody cares.
Like, it's not like this happened a month
Michigan
ago and they
cheats all over
them.
The place. Nobody took their championship away. Like, it's over for you. A good night, sweetheart. Now let's go find a new organization that's
going
to run this, which is what needs to happen. And if the NCAA wants to continue to monitor the non-revenue sports, and that's cute, great, but your role in the big boy, big girl sports, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It's over.
It's a new way of wishing goodbye.
What?
What sound was that?
It was goodbye.
Well, be that as it may, I still don't want to cause any issues for any programs that are still governed by that. So I am on the campus of UW Green Bay. I will leave it at that. And it's great to be here. I got to pull out my 1991 sweatshirt, which I...
you have to give us the... Because we saw the U.S. Open. Spahn, is that who won it? I didn't get to watch
JJ
it.
JJ Spahn.
JJ. Yeah, I love those JJs.
It's a 64-footer. Were you chasing around after Maddie or Sid? I can't remember who was chasing who.
Sid.
So what
yes.
did Sid end up shooting?
She
sounds
ended
up
like shooting
she had a 15
54.
On
no, she didn't. So that was
lost the ball. You're chasing after it. You're yelling. You're illegally coaching. So that's at least a 2-shot penalty that probably didn't put down.
I don't think I
you
coached.
Can't coach.
I think if you
Jason,
check
you
the
can't
tape,
be out there
don't
coaching.
Let the NCAA know about that.
Yeah, you definitely. The WIA would say that it's at least a 2-stroke penalty. So she shot a 54. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and she managed to recover on that hole during my brief appearance on the show to shoot an 8 on a par 4 after losing a ball. Which
probably look. I probably want to audit that.
No, I don't do that.
I think.
Come on.
Well, no, an 8. Dude, you guys, the way it sounded, she hit it out of bounds, which is a 2-shot, was a shot penalty, and she was chopping wood, and you're like, send the ball, and then it was, then she hit a ball that wasn't her ball,
no,
it sounds
she didn't.
Like.
No, she did. Okay.
Your play by that's what your play-by-play was. Jesse,
no,
was that not what the play-by-play was telling us as we were listening in real time?
I think, in fairness to Mr. Wilde, it was a difficult situation for him to accurately portray.
Okay,
because it's not like you're doing play-by-play at Lambeau Field where there's 70,000 people yelling. Like, I'm sure whichever daughter he was coaching could hear his play-by-play out on the
she
course.
She could, Sydney. Yes,
and that
Sydney.
Probably didn't help the cause. So I don't know.
If she'd have just hit the ball straight instead of slicing it to the right, she'd have been fine. But nevertheless... She hit a beautiful, like, this is my biggest thing about youth sports. What do you learn from it, and how do you recover from adversity? That hole was a complete blank show, as Tausch would say. But her third to last shot, she skied the green and was on the backside of the green. She hit a beautiful chip within 4 feet of the putt of the hole and then putted in to save the hole. And then on the next hole, she got a par. So to me, that's a win because she took a ton of adversity and recovered from it.
Is she
and
beating
so that's
you
what
right
I want.
Now? If you guys go and play 9.
So we do have a net set up in our backyard so both the girls can practice. Okay. And I have, if I can finish.
Yeah, well, I'm just telling you.
I've been hitting back there.
Okay.
I've been hitting back there.
All right.
So I'm trying to get my swing back so we can go play. We were going to play yesterday on Father's Day. But instead, Jim on the south side, why didn't she buy a few mulligans? But instead we cleaned the garage. So, that was my dream Father's Day, cleaning the garage. How was your Father's Day?
So I am super intrigued. Are we going to finally pull this off? The thing we've talked about, sounds like you finally got a couch. You teased that out. We have to your next Steinhoffel's read. I can't wait to hear if we 9 years later you got that couch. And are we gonna pull this off where you get to go out with your two daughters and Jesse gets the camera and watch it and we're gonna break 200? Because now it sounds like if your kid's shooting 54, that's good.
It's very good.
That's really good.
And
yeah, you're
hitting
balls
55.
In the net with her. This is like a no sweater. Like, I'm way off on this. That's what I'm starting to read into this scenario.
Might break 150.
I think we probably got to lower the number if that's where we're at. Is that an accurate assessment?
Well, we'll see how many balls I hit out of bounds and whether I can recover from a disastrous hole yeah, the way she did.
Are we playing youth tournament rules, which are pretty loosely enforced?
It sounds like you can.
They were not loosely enforced at all. I'll tell you this. I thought I found her. No, she had to drop a new ball. She
new
had to
coach,
do a lost ball
coaching.
In that hole.
Jason kicked one off. Yeah, no, you're right over here. No, you're kicked off this tree. You're actually in the fairway. Pretty good little deal.
I can't believe this
and
is where
he's
it is.
Giving me grief about Mulligan putting in a charity outing. And her kid. Wow. Beautiful.
Are you done yet?
I think I'm getting close. I think I'm getting close to being done. Yeah.
So, and Maddie shot a 55. So she had a really good day as well. So we had a great time out at Winnegame golf course. And
do they serve ice cream or what are we doing here? They must have ice
cream. They did have ice cream afterwards, actually,
all right,
which was kind of nice.
All right. That does sound nice after a long walk, a little ice cream.
A good walk spoiled. We did not get to go play golf. I would like to play a few rounds before I agree to any of your planned
do you feel
trips
like and I don't want to be a bully, but I feel like I'm bullying
but you can't help yourself.
I just want to see it. Yes, I just think it'll be really fun, and I thought it'd be fun before. Now the fact you're actually practicing and working, it's not going to be as fun, but I still
I'm sorry that I'm ruining it for
you. No, it's you're not ruining it. No, the sun's I think, Jesse, I'm starting to feel like the tide is turning that we're going to get this done. Is that, do you think that's an accurate assessment of where we're at?
I think with a little practice and more involvement.
He's got his kids. If you can just find a way to involve his kids, he'll do stuff.
It's been
We've learned that over. We didn't really even learn it. We knew that from the jump. That's where this is.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. I like where this is headed.
Yeah, if it's going to make you happy, then I'm probably not going to do it.
That's, unfortunately, that is kind of how it goes. My Father's Day was good. We had a lot of baseball. Eleanor was up in your neighborhood for some softball. I am not going to disparage.
Oh boy!
And I'm not going to say where, what city. I'll say this: it's a suburb of Milwaukee. We played in a tournament.
In the Green Bay area, you played a suburb of Milwaukee? That's a long
Eleanor,
way to go to play a Milwaukee team.
Eleanor was up there. Max was down there. I coached Max's team. Sarah had Eleanor.
It was McGuanico.
Eleanor's team got rattled a little bit and got knocked out on Saturday, so they were able to come back Sunday and get to the games in this city that I'm not going to say, because it was as – I don't even know if I want to say poorly run – we couldn't, it was just it was not good.
Oh, no.
Not good. You sign up for an 8-team tournament, okay?
That should be an easy one.
You can't be any easier, okay? And there's you get in your pool play. So how these tournaments work, you play pool play. And then they seed it out because most of these tournament directors don't know how good our Sun Prairie team is or how good Howard's Grove or whatever team is going to be. Nobody knows. So you play and then you seed it out. So we play a team early, and I knew, really nice guy. Really nice guy. He's a fan of the show. I told him I'd be talking about the game. He said, oh, I hope we're not hearing about this on Monday. I said, oh, you're probably going to be hearing about it. We beat this team. Nice, a really good group of kids. We just were a little bit better than them. We beat them. Okay. Then we play a team that's really good. We battle a squad. We played them the week before. It's becoming a little bit of a nice rivalry. They get us. Mm-hmm. We got them last week. They beat us, so we're 1-1. And I'm thinking, okay, well, we'll end up playing. We should be the 2 seed in our bracket. We'll play the other bracket. Like, that's how you would do this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Jesse, you're a softball baseball guy.
You're the 2 seed. Two should play 7. It's an 8-team tournament,
so
1-8-2-7.
Here's how they sold the tournament. Gold and silver. So they wanted to get the 4 bottom teams and the 4 top teams. That's how you shake this out, right? That's how it should be. Fair?
Yeah, if you got the top 4, bottom 4.
By Saturday afternoon, before we even played our second game, all of us as coaches, we had just watched 2 teams play in the other bracket. And I was like, oh, we'll probably run into one of you guys tomorrow. And the guy's like, no, we're all playing in the same pod. In the same pod. We played the same 2 blanking teams both days. What are we doing?
Hate it when that happens.
No, no business happening.
What?
So the team that we beat badly Saturday morning, we end up having to come and play them in our semifinal. Not a team in the other bracket that was 1-1 or whatever it would be. They don't cross-pollinate. The entire rest of the tournament is a cross-pollination. So it was a complete blech. We couldn't get every coach said, we need to change this. We call the tournament. Everybody sends a note in. The tournament director's like, tough luck. We're not doing it. Right, what do you mean you're not doing it? This is what it is.
Well, you can't ask the tournament director to change it on Saturday once you realize this is what's happened. It's Father's Day weekend. He's got plans.
Well,
you can't adjust the bracket. I can assure you of this. The tournament's going on.
There will be not many teams showing back up because it wasn't good. It wasn't good. Unfortunately, because the facilities are great, umpiring was good, everything else about the tournament is really nice. But
concessions?
You cannot.
Ice cream?
You can't you have to cross-pollinate when you do pool play. You do. Otherwise, what the hell are you doing pool play for? Can someone explain that to me?
No, it's a very fair critique.
I don't know if I cross-pollinate.
Do you want to say?
I don't know.
Well, come up with a better term. I'm not interested in you complaining.
Let me make sure I got this right. So there's eight teams.
Eight teams, and you have no clue if they're good, bad. You're like, everybody signs up saying, hey, we're an A team, we're an A, B team. That's kind of how you sign up for tournaments. This was an A tournament.
And are you just automatically sorted into this is gold, this is silver?
You get the teams, and then they'll basically, you pool play it up. You'll say, okay. And typically, if there's a team from Minnesota that's driving down, you're like, they're probably going to be pretty good. There is a team from Onalaska, probably going to be pretty good. Okay, so you try and sort it out that way, but then you play it out in pool play to figure it out and let it go. And they don't do that. So we end up basically playing a doubleheader. We ended up overcoming and winning after we lost to that exact same team Saturday. Ooh. So I'm not even that mad about that. I'm just mad that there's no...
Could have fooled me.
What do you mean?
You seem pretty mad.
No, it's because it's dumb. Like, I don't like dumbness. Like, it just doesn't make sense.
How would you draw up the perfect Little League tournament? Like, if it was Tausch's Father's Day tournament, how would you draw it up?
Because the OLT AmFam Invitational.
I don't want to paint you as something you're not, but you do seem to be perturbed by a lot of Little League tournaments.
This couldn't have been easier. Top two teams in each pool. The one seed plays the two in the other. The two in the play the other. When you lose, you're done. You win, you play the other one seed, or you play the two. If your pod is stronger, you're going to end up 1-2 again. Great. Nobody cares. That's great. I had no problem playing this other team twice. So there were really good games. Coach is good. It was a well-coached team. Everything was great. If I'm going to just run a tournament, I'm going to do I would do an 8-team, and I'd go 1-8. I would play it out that way, or you'd play 7-8 in a consolation. You'd play 3-6, 4-5 to play the 1 and 2 seeds that get a bye. That's how you do it. Pretty easy. You don't just play, here's four teams. You guys do a round robin and have fun. Dumb. And if you can't agree with me on that, I don't want you running a tournament. Period. Thin.
Is it possible that your tournament that you're so exasperated by will take your constructive criticism and do a better job next year?
Unfortunately, Max will be out of this, I think. I can assure you this. Our manager that handles all of this, she will not be signing us up for this tournament again. I can assure you of that, which is too bad because, everything else about it was fine. Field was great. Umpiring was good. Everything else was fine. Thought it was a little IPT, the umpire, middle of the game. I called a really late strike on one of our kids, ball that was spiked. I didn't think it was a great pitch. Rung him up. I said something to him, and he comes down the line. I'm sitting in the dugout.
Whoa, wait a minute. Now we're getting somewhere.
What do you mean?
This I'm interested in.
No, I just told you.
Your grievances.
There's no grievance. He asked me if I'd sign a ball for him.
Wait, he blew the call and he came down and had you autograph a ball?
And I said, and this is what, is this IPT by me? I said, well, I'd sign a ball. I'd be a lot more likely to sign the ball if you wouldn't butcher that call you just did. And he kind of gave me a look like, I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, that's very IPT.
I said, yeah, after the game, that's no problem. So I signed the ball after the game. He was fine. I mean, everybody misses calls.
Did you write, What's it? Do you know what his name was? Did you personalize
no,
it?
No, it was for, again,
Jeff,
nobody ever asked
that
me.
That pitch was low.
Nobody, that's what I would Mark have said Soucher. If it was for him. It was for his son. So, no, I did not.
Your dad's umpiring stinks, Mark Tauscher.
That's not very nice of you to say, oh, I would have. Like, poor guy's probably.
What do you want me to do? I'm not going to sit here and lie. It was a bad call.
Very fair.
He probably was thinking for two innings how he was going to come up to you and say, hey, Tausch, I listen to you guys all the time.
No, he didn't even. If he said he listened, I probably wouldn't have said anything. You know, nothing about listening. You said, you tell me you're listening to the show, I'm on board. He didn't
say
that.
Well, what if he installed new windows from Pella Windows and Doors in Wisconsin? Would that get him back
well,
in your good
graces?
Well,
I would think this. It's time to upgrade your windows and doors, and he didn't want to spend a fortune. You didn't? Well, Pella is the best in the industry. Has a product line for every budget right now. No interest and no payments for up to 2 years. So if the plan is to wait, guess what? You can get it now and wait to start making payments for up to 2 years later. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on the 30th of June. Set your free in-home consultation today at PellaWI.com.
We will shift gears to the Packers coming up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
We'll get to what LaFleur said after minicamp in a second. I want to circle back briefly to the umpire asking for an autograph.
Yep.
So I was thinking about this because I was scrolling through and some random football web account on Facebook, I sent it to Jesse and Sarah, had just randomly posted the 2003 Monday Night Football intros, like, you know, when they show you and you say your name. And you have a very short haircut, by the way. Kind of a, I don't want to say flock of seagulls, but a pretty hip-looking haircut.
Okay.
You got the facial hair.
Sure.
But then it dawned on me, 2003, that's 22 years ago.
That's a while ago. Yep.
And so, obviously, as you know, I love you like a brother. And certainly more than I loved the movie version of Headlines. And so I was thinking, God, that's a long time ago. So how often do umpires, restaurant patrons, fellow Little League coaches ask for your autograph at this point? How frequent is it?
I don't know. I mean, it happens. I'm not going to sit here and tell you it happens a ton, but it happens. I think the my favorite one was, and I get a kick out of this, Kim Ireland is one of our coaches. She's fantastic. And
not Kathy Ireland, her sister?
I don't know if they're related. I'll ask her. There was a coach that was commenting on my calves, or a fan. And that really tripped her. Like, you got to work to get a good laugh out of Coach Kim. And she told me that story, and that was probably my favorite anecdote from.
Was it Johnny Drama?
I didn't ask. I just said, I said, well, you know, look at, you know, it's. I know you always brag about your milky white, non-tanned calves. So
catcher's legs. Well, I just it was first of all, it was kind of cool to see the intro and see. You know, Cliffy.
Why does that stuff? It's funny because it must have been TikToked, and I am not on TikTok. I'm not on Facebook. I don't have either. But Max said that he saw something TikToky that was out and about, and I said, "Well, I don't know. I don't have that. I don't. That's not a. That is not a road I'm going to go down either, ever."
No. So it was, but it was obviously it was that offensive line of Cliffy, Mike Wall, Flanny at center. Marco at right guard and you at right tackle. And, you know, we've spent a lot of time talking about this offensive line and how Goody saw or maybe overreacted or maybe acted appropriately in the aftermath of the Eagles playoff loss. And I do find myself wondering, one of the things about that group, other than the fact that you guys were just all really, really good players, is that you played together a lot and you knew each other well. This group isn't going to have that, right?
I mean, well, not yet. I mean, when you start looking at it, you bring in Banks, it's going to be different, but
you're moving Elton, you're bringing in Banks, and as we have discussed, as much as we think Rashid Walker is being put in a sketchy position, if you decide that he's not going to be your starting left tackle, now you've changed not one, not two, but three guys on your line.
Yeah,
that's a lot.
If your group's not productive, that's how the world works in the NFL. And I think we all thought the group was more productive than what Brian Gutekunst and Matt LaFleur thought. That has become abundantly clear to all of us.
No doubt.
And it doesn't mean that they stunk last year, but it obviously wasn't up to the level of play that they felt was needed to win these tough games that we didn't find a way to win last year. So it's about, you know, doing things a little differently. And I think everything about this offseason has been to put Jordan Love in the position to elevate his game to the next level. That is what this, for everybody that was, you know, craving a defensive end edge guy or a big boy corner or anything else, what the Packers have done is they backloaded Jordan's deal so that in the beginning part of it, they would be able to supplement and help him elevate his play to the level where he, when his contract is being a big anchor around the neck of the rest of the roster, he will be an elevator guy. That's what this is. That's what this has been. And how they end up structuring and doing all that stuff, they have put a roster that Brian Gutekunst feels is tailor-made to help Jordan Love be the most successful quarterback he can be at this point in his development. And the goal is that he elevates this season to be in the MVP race, one of the top quarterbacks in the league, not just in the NFC. And if he is not that in that spot, then you have to start wondering, because that cap, the cap number, correct me if I'm wrong, you're Johnny Spotrack over there. His cap number last year was good. I believe this year is good. And I think it starts exploding either next year or the year after. When your cap number is exploding, you better be, and I'm not saying you better be Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes, but you can't just be a guy. You need to be the guy. That's when you need more Clark. You need more Superman cape than you Clark Kent it when you're going to eat up that much of the cap.
So Jordan Love's cap hits in order of seasons. 2024, $20.8 million. 2025, $29.7 million. 2026, $36.2 million. 2027, and Spotrack has potential out after the 2026 season, by the way, for what that's worth. 2027, in terms of releasing him, if for some reason they somehow chose to do that. 2027, his cap number is $42.5 million. And in 2028, his cap number is $74.2 million. So clearly, he will not be playing those years under those numbers.
What that tells you is he's got a three-year window that those cap hits, while they jump up to 36 and 42, you have no problem with a cap hit because the cap will also jump up. It all comes back to the percentage of it. But what I'm saying is, the Green Bay Packers looked at last season. They said, we are not doing enough to help Jordan Love. That's why they got Josh Jacobs, and now that's why they went and picked up a big left guard. They're moving a left guard that was, you know, a really good player into center to get that part better. They are saying, Jordan, here you go. We're going to find out if you're as you can be as great as we need you to be. And if that is the case, they will renegotiate and get him another big boy deal and spread that out. And that is the way. And then when it's over, it's over. You take the, just like they did with Aaron Charles Rodgers. And that is what is setting up for this season and next, because he's not going anywhere for the next two seasons. regardless of how next year goes. And that's why for everybody saying how pivotal it is and everything else, that doesn't mean that they can't bring competition in or somebody could elevate. But this is a big boy season for him because of all the things you just mentioned.
Yeah. Again, when I say that this is a pivotal season, not because they're going to decide he's no longer the starting quarterback or we need to draft someone new or those types of things. I don't think that's around the corner after this season. What I hope people understand what I'm saying is if he is going to become the quarterback that they paid, the quarterback they believe he is capable of being, the quarterback that he has been during certain points, especially down the stretch of 2023, then this is the year that he has to go out and play that way on a more consistent basis. That's all. I'm again, every time I talk about him, I find myself wondering if people actually listen, because I do get a fair amount of pushback on him. And I don't think I'm in any way that harsh of a critic of what he's done or in describing this year as a pivotal year. I learned something new today on the UW Green Bay campus. You know who has a location on the UW Green Bay campus?
I got a hunch I know.
UW Credit Union.
Well, why wouldn't they? UW Credit Union is everywhere. And they're for every stage of your life. They're here for every you. Proudly serving not just Madison, not just Milwaukee, the state. They're everywhere. For over 90 years, they have helped you reach your financial goals. People ask me, why did you join UW Credit Union? Well, I like keeping my banking local. I love their member first service, and I love perks. I love perks, like early payday. But you know, honestly, I just love Bucky. How do you say no to that pretty little face? If you love Wisconsin like I do, you just can't pay with anything else. Fandom makes you do crazy things, but man, does this make sense. Become a UW Credit Union member today. Get your Bucky card. You want to get a union card. They got all kinds of different options. Federally insured by NCUA, terms and conditions do apply.
I'm glad the answer was UW Credit Union. It would have been fun if the answer was Hard Rock Casino.
You know, I am going to say, to go back to the golf discussion, Sid is not pleased because the ball, she has lost one ball in the four tournaments she's played, and it is the Pro V1s from Hard Rock Casino that she loves, and now she's lost one of them.
That's why Hard Rock puts those on there, is because you want to advertise. It's not just for the golf. You put the golf, but a lot of times guys I'll play with, they'll just spray balls and they'll say, oh, that's marketing. That's what we're doing.
Oh, so someone will find Sid's ball.
And they'll say, oh, yeah. Hard Rock Casino.
Oh, we should go down there.
That's only 45 minutes. That's only like 50 some odd minutes out of Madison.
Right down
there.
I don't know how far it is from Nina, yeah, which is where we were playing, but be that as it
also
may.
Can't find mine. I guess I'll play this one.
That's not what she did. She dropped the ball. We will.
She had to play at a UW Credit Union ball. That's the ironic part about it.
Maybe you could get her some. More next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Wilde and Tausch rolls on. Jesse and Tausch in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios. I am on the campus of UW Green Bay today. I will say, I can't go.
How far is that from your house?
About 15 minutes. About everything in Green Bay is about 15 minutes from my house, oddly enough. It's a smaller town, you know.
Yeah, I guess I'm confused. So would it have just been you can't drive home? Or I guess
the event started at 9.
I thought you were in like an Oshkosh. You're literally like 10 or 15 minutes from your house. You're a fascinating fella. Like, I don't know if people I don't think people fully understand how fascinating you are. You're a fascinating fella. I digress.
You do a lot, actually. So on Friday, I was on a golf course with Sydney when I appeared on the program, and she ran into some trouble. So I don't think we actually had the conversation that I was hoping.
No, we had
to
nothing.
Have.
There was no Packer talk the entire time. There was a lot of
The Miz.
Okay, I don't want to relive this. So
relive
let's
what?
Let's move on.
What are we reliving?
That segment.
Oh. Okay, well, yeah, we weren't going to relive the segment.
Oh, you mean
no, the first
when
five,
I wasn't
yeah,
on.
Yeah, the first five segments, we were talking about The Miz making his big debut for the Brewers.
No hitter. It was fun. Yeah. But I tried during my foray onto the golf course to discuss this exchange I had with Matt LaFleur on Thursday as minicamp ended. In fact, it was the last question of the press conference to end the off-season programs. Now, I want you to listen to his hesitation and his eventual answer, and I want to know if you think I misinterpreted it, because the lead to my story at channel3000.com is this, because you know I love to read on the radio. Matt LaFleur pondered the question, then he contemplated his answer and thought about just how much self-censoring he wanted to do. Here is that exchange at the end of Matt LaFleur's press conference to end the off-season program.
Can I ask you a 30,000 foot view question to close up? I look at your team, and you got Wyatt and Quay and all those receivers and Luke Musgrave and the young safeties and Carrington Valentine. You have a ton of really good football players who have had really good moments, but maybe haven't put together full seasons. Those guys are who you think they are, including your quarterback. What do you think your team could be capable of?
Well, I think you know, that's a great question, because I don't want to put too much out there. But I think we're capable of being a really good football team, a really good competitive football team. But it's not just going to happen. Again, it goes back to the work. And collectively, we need everybody to be their best individually in order to be the best team we can be. And it's not going to be easy. We know that. And but those guys have embraced every challenge we put in front of them. So I'm excited about this group, but ultimately we got to go do it.
So I did not realize.
Was that a snapshot or what was that at the end of that?
Audio courtesy of Packers.com.
But that felt like somebody was taking a picture.
Well, at the end of the Packers.
Play that again. Let me hear. Let's see. Am I crazy? I thought I was hearing things. It sounded like a picture.
This group, but ultimately we got to go do it.
So at the end of.
Is that a snapshot? Of,
I'm
like,
trying
time?
To tell you.
Because it was the last question.
At the end of the press conferences on Packers.com, they have these fancy graphics that, you know how sometimes when we
like
get the
ones we have.
When we get the player audio, sometimes it goes whoosh, whoosh.
Yeah, I like the swoosh.
Yeah, so this one, at the end of the press conferences, it like decompresses the video. It goes, and it like goes away.
But
so
that's not what that was.
Well, I can't replicate that. That's the sound I'm trying to make. Is that it does that.
So is it a shutter, like shuddering?
In fairness to Jesse, he's not Michael Winslow from Police Academy. He doesn't have all the sound effects at his disposal. So, he just does John Gruden and a really good pirate.
When you watch the press conferences on Packers.com at the end.
Ultimately, we got to go do it.
It does this.
But that's a snapshot. Like, I'm just wondering, are you giving me a snapshot of what's good? By the way, I think I have a pretty good Tom Izzo. I think I'm becoming a good. I think I have a good Tom Izzo impersonation. I'm not going to bring it out right now, but at some point in the show today, I may speak like Tom Izzo.
Is Tom Izzo and like I don't know
they're
off the
gravelly.
Top of my head. Like I can
very even, gravelly.
You can just hear what Morgan Freeman sounds like. You can hear
my
what
friend.
A Sean Connery sounds like.
My friend.
I can't envision without. The context of college basketball, what Tom Izzo sounds like in the first place.
We were talking somehow as we had a couple hours in between games and our four person round
robin. The same team over and over
we
again.
We just kept playing the same teams. I was working on my Tom Izzo. So I have that going for me, which is nice.
Says that.
So what's
I
the
was
question?
Working on my Tom Izzo.
What's the question, Jason? I don't know. After all of that, what were we, besides the snapshot, what are we,
Tonight,
what
we
are you intrigued by?
I'm intrigued by how halting his answer was, and the fact, you know Matt LaFleur is not going to say that's a great question to me unless he's doing it to buy time. right? He's not doing it because it's such a great question.
Well, yes, Jason. Yeah. now I've put pressure on myself.
Is that supposed to be your Tom Izzo? That's not the Tom Izzo.
Listen, coaches have their beliefs. Matt LaFleur thinks this is a Super Bowl team. Period. Finn. Okay, I think last year he knew. Hey, when he said sloppy after the Bears game, I knew it was over.
Mm-hmm.
I knew it was over.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? If you didn't play sloppy and you didn't play it like junk against the world champion Philadelphia Eagles, we might be having a whole different conversation, a different office. But that wasn't where the team was at. They didn't finish the season strong. And I think what Matt LaFleur is trying to tell his guys are, hey, there is no doubt we're talented and good enough. There's Stuart Smalley in it. But it doesn't matter unless you go about your business and trust the process that we're on. And this time, we're not going to allow the sloppiness to leak in. We're going to figure out ways to continue to improve so that we're going this way. Last year was the first time in a while. Yeah, you could probably go to Rodgers last season as a starter. But that one of the MOs of a young Packer team and how the organization handles its business, and for the most part, I mean, obviously we had a 4-12 season along the way when I played.
Mm-hmm.
We always got better because the coaches are good and the players were young and there is a growth. You climb the mountain. Last year was the first time. I don't know where we started descending, but it was probably early December, and they never were able to, you know, I know we bring up Mount Everest a lot and the poop and all the stuff. For whatever reason, you start slipping a little bit. That's where you got to grab your pickaxe out of the back pocket and shove that thing in there and stop it. And then you got to reclimb. You got to get the little spikes in your boots and say, I ain't going to let this thing keep sliding down. Well, they never did that. The Bears game, they tumbled. Bad coaching at the end of it. Sloppy, bloppy, bloppy play. And they just kept sliding down. Now, the defense put their foot in the ground and at least held up some of the avalanche. But by the end of it, the offense just got overtaken. And you ended up falling off the cliff. And the snow piled on top of you. And you flew home to Florida and California trying to get the snow off to reboot for next season. That's what happened last season.
Was the poop mixed with the snow? Or?
I was bringing the poop up on a different stage because obviously everybody, when I talk Mount Everest, that's part of the conversation. This was we couldn't get our pickaxe and we just got overwhelmed and the avalanche hit us and it was deuces B for the 2024 5G&G.
Sloppy bloppy?
I mean, you don't hear coaches talk like that when you're going into...
Can you say sloppy bloppy? But say it in Tom Izzo's voice.
When you're going into a playoff run, you don't hear a coach leading in to the playoff game talking about how sloppy we are playing football.
Mm-hmm.
When I hear that, I'm saying you can't just course correct. There isn't some magic hot air balloon that's going to come and, oh, you know what? Hey, we're just hanging out up here in Mount Everest. Hey, jump in the bucket. We're going to pull you up. You got to do that yourself. As a group, and that group didn't have it, and that's why they slid off. I don't know how far they slid down the mountain, but they slid far enough. They got buried. The Eagles defense buried the Packers offense on a foothill of Mount Everest with snow and with the poop mix and said, get out of here. We're going to go win a championship. I'm going to put my Eagles flag up here while I'm going to look down at your poop filled avalanche infested team. That's basically what happened.
So since you so boldly predicted that the winner of Packers-Eagles would win the Super Bowl.
I think I was right.
Given,
you guys tell me when I'm wrong all the time.
I'm not.
How about an attaboy for old T?
Attaboy, old T.
Thank you. Thanks, Jesse.
Given the sloppy, poopy, snowy Mount Avalanche Everest situation, do you believe that if the Packers had beaten the Eagles, they would have become increasingly less decreasingly sloppy?
Here's what I'll say.
And would have gone and won the Super Bowl?
Here's what I'm going to say. They're beating Detroit the next week. After that, I don't know whether they have played the Rams or Washington. I don't know who they would have played. So I can't sit here in good faith and tell you absolutely because of that. But I'm going to tell you this. Philadelphia, their quarterback was out for 2 or 3 weeks before that.
Yes.
Been rusty. You know what they found a way to do?
Found a way to win.
No, they grabbed the pickaxe out the back of their thing, and they shoved it in that mountain.
Oh, sorry.
And then they put snow cleats on and dug in and said, hey, man, it's ugly. It's ugly. I'm getting hit with some stuff. I'm getting some snow hitting me in the face. I ain't giving up. I'm going to keep myself right here, and then we're going to reset the climb. And that's what Green Bay needed to do. And unfortunately, with Elton getting hurt, and it turned into a you-know-what show, you weren't able to withstand, even though it was 16-10 in the fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. You didn't have a pickaxe. Your shoes were soleless, and you ended up falling down the mountain because you had nothing to stick to continue to battle. And that's kind of how that played.
Let's play some trivia.
Okay.
844-770-3776. Jesse, what's today's category, and what caller would you like?
Go ahead.
Still presented by Vortex Golf.
That is correct. Yes, we are still presented by Vortex Golf. The rangefinders, we are out. We are out of rangefinders. The allotment of range. I'm not going to point any fingers at who might have taken a rangefinder. No one took any rangefinders.
Because I'm pretty sure you guys know it's been almost a week. Not quite a week yet since the great championship of last week. Yeah. What a championship that was. Oh, boy.
Can't wait to hear how you go using your Vortex rangefinder that you won fair and square, just like all of our trivia winners have. Still a lot of great Vortex swag bags to give away, which is also still a great collection of stuff. Great prizes there. Just no rangefinders included anymore, but that's okay. Still a lot of great stuff from our friends at Vortex Golf. Wildy and Tausch Trivia Sports Weekend Recap is today's category. Jason?
And what caller would you like, Jesse? I'm sorry.
15. Let's do 15 today.
15. Caller 15 for Wildy and Tausch Trivia. 15. 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776.
Who were the other great 15s? Yeah, Bart?
Mahomes.
Yeah, he's not. I'll give you that.
What do you mean, Matt?
I'm giving you that.
Well, you hesitated.
I did.
Matt LaFleur.
I did. I mean, it's tough because you got Bart Starr. Yeah, and I guess Pat Mahomes, is he in the Bart Starr category already?
I don't know, but he's probably going to end up in the Pro Football Hall of Fame like Bart Starr is.
No, there's no probably. He could quit tomorrow and he's in.
He's got a chance to be in the Bart Starr territory. I'd say that.
All right.
Has he won more Super Bowls than Bart Starr at this point?
Super Bowls, yes. Not World's Championships, though.
Indeed. Big win over Pluto. All right. Caller 15 for trivia, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We shall play next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Molly Brown from Jim, Matt, and Molly, a finalist for Best of Madison Radio Team. Help us take home the gold and vote for us every day at madisonmagazine.com/BOM.
Is that the Killers, Jesse?
Sure is.
Tausch, have you found a new couple to go see the Killers with you since Evan Cohen and his lovely wife?
Yeah, we have
not
a good crew. It's going to be. I had to make a tough call, but I made the call.
Did you have to tier people and who you invited?
No, there's no tiering, but. It was more I'll get to that as we get closer, but yes, could not be more excited. That's my group.
Well, I'm sorry that I didn't get the invite, but I'll go see Chasen Mason with one of my college best friends, Mike Cotter, on guitar instead during that show on June 27th. Let's play some trivia. Let's welcome in our contestants. It is Hugh in Waukesha. Hugh, good morning. Welcome to Wildy and Tausch. How you doing?
Good. How are you guys today?
We are fantastic.
Hey, Hugh, I have a quick question for you. How many times?
Because were you in charge of this baseball tournament?
It's, no, he was not. I feel fairly confident. If he was, let's have a conversation off air because we couldn't have a conversation throughout the weekend. But, Hugh, with graduations happening, did you ever or anyone, because your name, your first name is used in a lot of fun other names when people are trying to make a big laugh at these commencements. Did you ever do that?
No. You know, I get a lot of how are you doing today.
That's not bad. Not bad. Okay. I just know at these different commencements is Hugh Keister. You know, there's a different thing where they make it, where they have some fun with the names.
And I think the middle initial has to be G to make that work.
You can make up a middle initial, Jason. It's not that hard.
Hugh Keister doesn't
I don't.
Well, I can't swear on air, blank, blank.
Well, if it's someone's name, it's not a swear.
So if I said that on it, you guys would be fine. You're fine with the SEC violation.
I think Hugh's not very entertained by this because he's probably
right.
Heard this a lot in his life.
I think Hugh's more entertained than you think.
Yeah.
Hugh's entertained.
They've asked me if my last name is Jeff.
We don't ask for last names on trivia, but if it was, that'd be really funny. All right, Hugh. Hope you do well in this trivia.
Whoa, Nelly!
Let's get it started. Hugh won the 125th. I can't stop. Hugh won the 125th U.S. Open at Oakmont Country Club over the weekend. Is it J.J. Spawn?
J.J. Spawn.
Yes! They nailed it.
Huge. Yeah.
That was huge. Very huge.
Yeah.
All right, Jason, you're up.
Question two. Unfortunately, it starts with which instead of who. Which St. Louis Cardinals player, no stranger to stirring things up with the Brewers, was involved in a series of controversial plays during Saturday's game, including a minor collision at first base? Was it Nolan?
It was Contreras.
Hugh's good.
Contreras.
Hugh, we're not giving Hugh any. He's got it without getting any clues. Hugh, no clue. We call him.
Hugh That's knew.
Yeah.
No clue, Hugh.
No clue, Hugh. All right. All right, Hugh. Now we're gonna try. Hugh was the leading scorer in Game 4 of the NBA Finals on Friday night.
SGA.
Look at you!
Oh, my God.
He's got it, baby. He was the man. Well done, Hugh. I know we can't, but he should get a fifth entry. I really believe that.
Yeah, that's not how this works.
Hugh but can check the official contest rules.
Hugh wrote the rules.
ESPN Wisconsin contest.
I mean, Hugh wrote them. I don't know.
There you go. All right. Thanks, you guys. Love you guys.
Hugh's got to go.
Hugh definitely had enough.
You got to be kidding me. He left?
He had enough. But Hugh crushed it.
He did. He got all three correct without clues, giving him four entries into Friday's drawing for the Vortex Golf Prize Pack. Again, so appreciative of Vortex Golf as a fantastic partner for Wilde and Tausch Trivia. That is the end of the 9 o'clock hour. I am pretty sure I just saw Dan from Brothertown walk by while I was doing the program here. Big fan of the show, as you well know. We'll see if that was him or not. Because if I'm wrong, then we, you know.
You're going to pull him in. You're going to do like a digi only commercial break.
I can't do it. Is him. I've confirmed it is Dan in Brothertown. I only have one headset, so he can't come on as a guest. He could call in theoretically. Same with Doug Gottlieb, who went by.
It'd be a digi only.
Oh, we could do that.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what his availability is. We need to kick off the 10 o'clock hour, and that will occur in 2 minutes. So stick around. It's Wilde and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.